Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Dave Archer, former Falcons QB, now analyst.
Analyst?
For the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network. And our conversation with Arch is presented by John Foy and Associates. Experienced personal injury attorneys get the strong arm. Arch, good morning. I'm going to go ahead and stall talking about this game for a second. How was your Thanksgiving?
Yeah, it was excellent. Yeah, thanks. My wife's brother and sister came in from Des Moines, Iowa, and avoided the they didn't avoid it. They had to get back in time before the snow hit in the Midwest. So they had about 8 or 10 inches of snow. But had a good time with them down here. I waited, and I was wondering, you guys know more about this than I do, tapping into the community out there. But didn't turn the lights on until I got home last night, the Christmas lights. I had them up, actually, had some time to do it like Tuesday of last week. But Thanksgiving Thursday felt like that was the date of debarkation, right? That D-Day, couldn't turn it on because I wasn't, got in this weekend. I thought this was the time to turn on. Is that right? Is that the way you guys are seeing it?
So.
I'm currently wearing a Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer hat.
Yeah, I was going to say, my kids are on the hunt already. They're like, look. I'm like, yeah, I see it. Just calm down. I think you're well within your means, Arch.
Okay, good.
Arch, I thought, you did a nice job talking to Raheem after the game yesterday, and you always do. But I it was interesting, as Grant and I were sitting here and we opened up the postgame show, I said, you know, Raheem usually is like, hey, you know, this, everything goes into it, and you can't point the finger at special teams. But you did. You gave him a chance to get up to bat and talk about Jamal Agnew fielding the punt and muffing the punt and also some of the special teams miscues, and I thought he handled that accordingly. A lot of things go into losses, a lot of things go into wins, but the special teams was just really, really brutal at times when you really needed them yesterday.
Yeah, unfortunately, Mike, it's a reoccurring theme, isn't it? There's a kick return, and we've made a couple plays on special teams. We're not as good this year. It didn't seem like it. We had the muff punt that Cadarell Hodges recovered for a fumble, for a touchdown, I think, against New Orleans. We had a couple block punts last year. Made some kicks. Young Way made the big kick to beat New Orleans. Just doesn't seem like those plays are going our way. In fact, they kind of are going the other way. Give Natron Brooks a lot of credit for hustling on the big kick return to get the returner on the ground, and the defense comes in and does their job, shuts the door, forces a field goal, which is what you're supposed to do in a sudden change situation. But when there's mistakes made, that you just can't. First of all, he shouldn't be receiving the ball. He shouldn't be catching the ball there either. I know we've kind of reduced that. It used to be heels at 10 yards. You remember the meetings, heels at 10 yards for returners. I think they've gone to kind of heels at 7-8 yards now because, you know, trying to get that severe backup. There's teams that'll kind of pin you in there and maybe get a safety. So you're trying to stay out of being inside your own 5-yard line. I get that, but you just can't field that ball, and that's a mistake. It's an unforced error, really. And those are the ones that break your back. And so I felt like that. You know, Raheem talked about it. Raheem was real. He said, "Hey, he can't field the ball. That can't happen." You know, and So what do you do with that? Is that something, I guarantee it's something Marquise has talked to him about. Does that mean he gets his privileges taken away from him? Is there somebody else that can do it? I mean, it really leaves you in a quandary a little bit.
Archie, it looked like Kirk Cousins' decision-making was as good as we've seen a Falcons quarterback since Tua was playing here. I mean, I know that Kirk's had some good games, but just kind of walk us through some of the decisions he made with the football that turned into some big plays.
Yeah, boy, I thought he did a really good job of getting the ball out. I thought he did last week, too. I thought I talked about it last week where he was, you know, he was reading down the field but wasn't holding the football. Let's get the ball to Bijan. Let's get it to Algier, maybe even Pitts on something underneath, and let them maybe try to create something or at least keep us in those second and six, second and five situations, which leads to a manageable third down usually if you don't have a negative play on second down. I thought he did a lot of good stuff like that, but there were also some quick plays that he made. I don't know if you guys remember the boot back to his left. We had a couple bootlegs in the play, which I know excited Mike, but we had a couple bootlegs back to the left, and which is hard as a quarterback throwing against your arm. You're rolling to your left. You got to clear your right shoulder to make the throw. And Kirk's not the most athletic guy in the world. I thought he really did a great job of just kind of contorting his body to get the ball to Pitts in the left flat. And he probably only netted about 5 or 6 yards. But again, you're second and four. You're second and five. He came out of a play-action fake, and the Jets heated him up for pressure. Sherwood's right in his face. Immediately knew that he had Algier in the right flat. Got the ball to Tyler, and Tyler's running down the sideline with the football. Big play, explosive play. Atlanta had 7 of those, I believe, yesterday, explosive plays. So I thought some of the impromptu stuff that he had to do, kind of react to something that he wasn't expecting or pressure in his face, but then also just the routine, let's get it out. Let's get something positive going. But he did that. He's done that really well, I think, the last 2 weeks.
Well, I'm going to stick with Kirk for a second. With Drake London and some of the other Falcons wide receivers options sideline, how much more difficult has his job gotten?
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, it's kind of a nameless, you know, numberless person you're throwing the football to, because if Drake's in the game, obviously you're looking for number five, right? He's one of the top five guys in the game. Kyle can be that from time to time, but really hasn't surfaced as that guy that, hey, this is the go-to guy, albeit he was probably that guy yesterday, which was cool to see. And I thought he played with kind of a ferocity that we hadn't seen him play with for a while, running through guys, stiffen arm guys. But it does make it tough, Allie, as a quarterback to not really have that go-to guy, if you will. I know everybody talks about your number one, and quarterbacks try not to go into a game thinking, okay, I'm going to fill up, you know, say Cooper Kupp or Puka Nacua or Drake London or Justin Jefferson, but it ultimately ebbs that way, right? Those guys make those kind of plays. So you, as a quarterback, when you're in a little bit of a bind, you're going to look to that dude. Or if you've got one-on-one man coverage situations, those are the places you actually migrate with your eyes to make a play. Without that guy on the field, it makes it a little bit more difficult. I thought Kirk did a really good job of distributing the ball, put guys up to bat. Some guys made some plays, some guys didn't make some plays.
Yeah, that's the question. I don't even know. It's really an unfair question to ask you because I don't know how you answer it, but how do you stop being a team that doesn't make the plays and start being a team that makes the plays? You have a couple of guys on the field that routinely make every play that they can. One of them wasn't on the field yesterday, and Drake, but Bijan seemingly does it. But it just feels like every game that we lose, Arch, it's the same way. We don't make the plays that need to be made.
Yeah, and that's really, Bo, that's really what it comes down to. You know, I was doing some stuff this morning, you know, looking at one-score games. We're 1-5 in one-score games this year. 4 of those games are 3 points or less, and you can point to a play. I think we talked about that three-game stretch from New England to the Carolina game where you could pick out a one play. You know, you get the quarterback on the ground on 3rd and 21. You get a completion at the plus 48 against New England. You get Drake catches the football in the slant against Carolina. You win all 3 of those games, but nobody's making those plays. And it's not just one guy. It's not just one guy not catching the football or one guy trying to get the quarterback on the ground. And so what do you do with that? I mean, Carolina is 6-1 this season in 5 in one score games. 5 of those games have been decided by 3 points or less. Tampa Bay, who's ahead of us in the division. They're 5-2 in one score games. Five of those games have been decided by 3 points or less. So those two teams combined are 11-3 in one score games. Those are the two teams that lead the division. You know, why are we not in that spot? I mean, it's not like Raheem's coaching staff doesn't know how to coach guys to put them in position. You go back to the 21 Rams team that won the Super Bowl. They were 4-1 in the regular season in one score games. They were 3-0 in the postseason in one score games, and 6 of the 7 games were 3 points or less. They won the Super Bowl. I mean, the teams that are leading divisions now, Chicago, 6-1 in one score games. New England, 7-1 in one score games. Denver is 8-2 in one score games. They've won 8 games by 3 points or less. I mean, that's the way you have to win those games in the league. More often than not, Mike will tell you that more often than not, of the 16 or now 17 regular season games, there's a good chance that 7 to 10 of your games, maybe even 12 as Atlanta had last year, are going to come down to a play or two at the end of the football game. And we're just not making those plays. And, Bo, I wish I had that answer because, you know, I guess I could go out there and I could make a lot of money and I could push a button and we'd all of a sudden be one score winners.
Let us know if you figure out how to do that.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Let us know.
Yeah, that button would be nice.
Man, laying out all those stats, David, it just makes you so frustrated to hear. Regardless, we appreciate the time as always, and we'll talk to you Friday as we gear up for the Seahawks.
Amen.
Thanks, guys. Get those lights up now. See ya.
Get the lights up. Get the lights up. And
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcast.
Sound like my wife, Dave.
Finish your Thanksgiving leftovers. They're not going to be good for very long. That is Dave Archer, former Falcons QB and analyst for the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network. Again, we will talk to him on Friday. Also on Friday, you can join us, the morning shift, at Publix at Highland Station in Smyrna for a special broadcast. I love this commute. Come on in and pick up your supplies for the weekend football parties. Come say hello to us as we broadcast live from the store. It's all brought to you by Publix. Feed your fandom. Feel the hype this year with Publix. That's the morning shift. Us this Friday, 6 to 9 at Publix at Highland Station in Smyrna. Do some extra cardio on Thursday, boys.
You would.
You know we're going to be eating a lot at Publix on Friday. All right, coming up, we've got Guns N' Roses tickets to hand out, and we've got a Life of Squid.
Joanne Jennings, his accusation has been thrown his way about something he might have done in a game yesterday, and it's pretty despicable. I'll tell you what it is next morning show. Sports Radio 910 in the game and
the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.